In case you're not familiar with Canada, the country, pretty large country, we have multiple time zones. Obviously, East Coast, Central Mountain, but we also have a time zone farther east, which is an hour farther than East Coast time. So we have a wonderful guest this morning from Mercedes-Benz dealership in the big town of
Moncton.
Moncton. Fantastic. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your journey in auto, a little bit more about what you do. I'm sure everyone's familiar with your posts on LinkedIn, great photos. And I just found out that her husband's a videographer, so I'm sure you'll see some videos on other platforms. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your journey, and then maybe I'll ask you a few questions.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Well, thank you for having me, first of
No
all.
worries.
So I started as a hairstylist, totally different field. And after a few years, I decided I wanted to do a 360 and see what was out there. I started here as a receptionist. And then I kind of, had a great overview of the business, and then knew that it was an industry that I could, I guess, grow up into it. And then I had a door opened up in finance. So I did finance manager for a few years. Had a baby, took a break, and then came back as a salesperson. So my biggest thing, I think, was to be different in sales. Like, that's why I started doing those posts. Like, I wanted to be a brand within the brand was my biggest goal, I guess. And now I'm a sales manager. So that's me.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank
So
you.
we all need being a frontline employee is challenging every single day. What advice do you have for others in the retail side of the retail automotive industry that you want to share?
I think for me it'd be to stay true to yourself. One of the biggest thing, as well as when you're starting or if you're in the retail automobile in industry, is to not be afraid to be different. I think that's where I came from. And how do you view this industry? Like, do you want to do, for me, with the brand within the brand, which I was able to create, but it's like, dare to be different, add your own flair to it, I think is my biggest thing.
Fantastic. I agree 100%. You can buy a car anywhere, but you can't buy it anywhere from me. I agree 100% agree with that. Walk-in traffic, and actually in Vegas this year for NADA, there was a company that actually had an up bus, like a physical bus that they were using it as a prop, which was kind of interesting at the show. But everyone talks about obviously walk-in traffic. So with internet leads, social media, and customer expectations at a higher point than ever, what do you feel is the future of how people will purchase vehicles, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think it's a lot of people will use internet. That's what's and it's hard for me because, like, we're into the luxury world too. Like, we don't have that big traffic every day. But certainly, like, I think people want to reach out on leads, want to reach out to your social, want to text you, and instead of coming physically to see you. So that's where we're going.
So you're seeing a lot more remote purchase since the pandemic. Is that what you think?
Right. Yeah, 100%.
So obviously we're looking at OEMs, we're looking at media, we're looking at challenges in terms of inventory and interest rates and a bunch of other things. Of course, government intervention, which is good and bad, not getting political at all, but it is what it is. How can dealers solve the challenges that are occurring from all these different factors in the world today? Like, what do you think the dealer should do to get ahead of it?
See, I don't think it's something a dealer or manufacturer can do. Like, I think they're doing a great job at, they're also pushing their social. Like, I can only talk for my manufacturer, but I know that they're doing a great job on that end. It's not anything that they can do. I think it's to educate our own self into, like, not even just last week, I had someone that we were working a deal, and then myself. Salesperson came back and said, "Oh, the customer said that tell your sales manager we're not in COVID anymore." I agree, but I think it's to stand behind, your product and your value, and we don't have to go and, knock at the manufacturer door to have more discount, to have this and that. It's just to stand behind your product and go for
Yeah,
that.
was
I
at
don't
a
think
dealer
any
here
two are equal,
locally.
to be
They sell a
honest.
lot of high-end cars like Bentley and Rolls-Royce and Ferrari and not Ferrari, no, Lamborghini, a bunch of other things. And I was asking the salesman, I was says, okay, like, what do you do when someone comes in looking at, say, a used Lamborghini and the price is crazy that they asked for? He goes, I present it. I laugh at the same time, but I present it. And I thought it was really interesting because years ago, I was at an auto show in Vancouver and I was there with one of the managers I work with. And their buddy of mine sold, I think he sold Lamborghinis at the time. And he goes, what's the margin in a Lamborghini? And he goes, well, it depends on how you'd like it configured, sir. Nobody buys a basic car. Like, nobody. No
Right.
one asks about fuel economy. It's irrelevant. So I thought that was kind of
No.
funny. Do you feel the ways customers buy cars is changing this year? Or is it just hype from the OEMs and tech companies, in your opinion?
I think there's a little hype, a little bit, but that could also be used as a marketing kind of on both ways. I don't, I haven't been here for 30 years, so I don't know what was the past. And I was kind of born in that. I started 2 years ago in the sale side, so I was kind of born with this new way of like A, interest rate, B, negotiation. So for me, I don't find that there's a different way that they buy in 2024. I just that's what I know, right?
Fair enough.
So no, I don't think other than not being here live, no, I don't think there's a different way to do. People want easy transaction
Yeah, I mean, I it was funny. I was
online or
talking
on the
to
phone or.
what was it, a used? Yeah, I was talking to a used Porsche dealer in Vancouver. They specialize in used Porsches, and they've been doing it since 1983, I think. So they've been doing it longer than there are Porsche franchises in Canada. And ironically, my grandfather owned a Volkswagen store way back, and they actually sold Porsches for a period of time because they're like, oh, well, you want to sell these as well? We don't have a dealer network. So if you want, you can sell these as a side gig, which I thought was kind of funny. But I was talking about it. I said, okay, so someone buying a used 911 or a used Boxster or a used Cayman or whatever it is, Cayenne, are they coming in to buy that car or are they trying to buy it remotely? And he goes, no, they'd probably come in. I'm like, eh, I think people that are buying a $150,000 car, or to your point with electric, a $250,000 car, probably don't have a lot of time in their day. I mean, they probably are busy. So, I mean, do you figure that's going to be more? I mean, do you take cars to customers more than you maybe happened a couple of years ago? I mean, what's your thought?
Well, I found there's a lot of like you mean for the traffic or
No, like
yeah.
if a customer who, say, wanted to buy your whatever it was, $200,000 electric car, and they
Yeah.
wanted you to like take it to their office or whatever, is that something you guys would do to, yeah.
Oh yeah. And we've always been doing that, even like prior COVID or prior this new kind of ways to do things. Like we were very small as well. So we're like, hey, if you can't go, like we will go to you type of thing. We're obviously seeing a big change on people wanting us to do videos of the car first, and then only maybe after the fort, back and forth, texting, calling, video, then they're gonna come in. So it's like they don't wanna just come in for this. They want to know the videos and they want to chat first, and then if it's actually worth their time, they're gonna schedule something in.
Yeah, I mean, we are doing this, as I was saying, I one of our sponsors, a company called VidCalls, and we're doing this pilot with Ford Motor Company, Ford Direct in the US. And one of the pilot dealers had an interesting situation happen to them. So they called one of the other dealers in their market and said, hey, we're looking for this Ford F-150 Raptor or whatever it was. Oh, we don't have any, but this other dealer has it. We can get it from them.
Yeah.
So then they right away called the other dealer, but that other dealer had the ability to take a video call on a phone. And basically said, oh yeah, we got them out back. You want us to show them to you? So they walked out and showed them the three cars they had in stock, and then they ended up selling the vehicle. So to your point, not only are they testing the experience because they don't want to spend the time, they also, prefer to do it remotely. Maybe it's a COVID hangover or a COVID reaction, but I see that you're going to see probably people wanting to reduce that time at a dealership, even though I love dealerships. A lot of people don't want to be there for 4 hours. And I did a poll before the auto show. We did a show last week on auto shows, and we had some really interesting data from the Toronto Auto Show, which I think got 500,000 visitors. And we also had a guest on who run. He's the manufacturer's rep for Canada. So we had the guy who runs the auto show, and then we had the guy that represents all the manufacturers. So it was kind of an interesting conversation with two sides of that coin. But what was interesting was the data that they gathered, and I'm happy to send it to you, the data they gathered from the customer experience on the EV side and the customer experience on the general auto show, and what that data says about customers and that kind of thing. But anyway, I've answered all the questions. Any final thoughts, since I know you're tight on time?
I don't know. Not sure.
And I appreciate your time because I know you're busy. But
Yeah, no, thank you.
congrats on the new role. I'm sure you'll make it
Thank
happen.
you so much.
All righty.
Thank you. All
Thank you.
right.
Have a
Bye.
good day.